You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
And when his disciples asked him what this parable meant, he said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy, but these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing, they fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience. No one, after lighting a lamp, covers it with a jar or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand so that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care then how you hear, for to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he thinks that he has will be taken away. Here ends the reading. Although I grew up spending lots of time on my grandparents' farm outside Mount Auburn, Indiana, I would never presume to be a farmer. The only time my grandpa Barker let my brother and I drive his tractors was when he needed help spreading rich, healthy manure on the fields. He would never let us drive the tractor when spreading seed on the fields because seed was valuable and he didn't want us wasting it. I understand modern technology and GPS in the tractor cab makes spreading seed even more precise, taking into consideration soil condition, moisture, location in the field, and so on. Modern farming doesn't sound at all like the sower in the parable, which doesn't matter because Jesus isn't giving agricultural advice anyway. Rather, the Lord explains in our passage above how the seed in the parable is the word of God, the seed which disciples of Jesus are to spread far and wide without concern for where it will fall or how it will be received. While we wish every heart and life would be good soil, the truth of our human nature is that some hearts are like hard-packed earth, others are cold as rock, while other lives are so full that they're already being choked out. Bottom line, whether the word of God germinates and takes root and grows is not the responsibility of the disciple sowing the seed. Our task is to sow the seed of God's word liberally and freely. God takes care of the rest. A word should be said about the second section of our reading, where Jesus speaks to his disciples about the need for their behavior to be worthy and reflective of the word of God in them. No one lights a lamp and covers it. Instead, it's placed in a prominent place where it will shine light into every dark corner. The follower of Jesus will want to keep that in mind, that our thoughts, our words, and our deeds be above reproach. And when that's not the case, then we will confess, repent, and seek forgiveness. Let's pray. O Lord, our God, give us many opportunities to share the seed of your word. Amen. A suggested Lenten response: Consider printing scripture verses on slips of paper that you give to others, or just leave them in conspicuous places throughout your day.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.